You're listening to SBS News.
Exhausted but relieved. After 17 long months, Petra, whose real name can't be used for legal reasons, is leaving the family court in Brisbane for the last time. And even though now she can finally claim victory, she says the battle was testing.
Intense, really intense. Hard without my family and friends. It's been really, really tough, but we fought with the two of us and here we are.
In a battle that began in the Netherlands 2 years ago, Petra, a Dutch national, has been fighting for the custody of her two-year-old daughter. Her former partner, an Australian man, was arrested for assaulting Petra on holiday in the Netherlands in 2016. He flew back to Australia 3 days later. Petra chose to stay in her home country with their young child, fearing for their safety. But even from Australia, her partner was able to get back into their lives. He invoked the Hague Convention on International Child Abduction, claiming the mother had abducted the child. Petra says it forced her and her daughter to go back to Australia.
I only had 3 days to pack all my stuff and move away with to Brisbane, and for her also to leave her friends and family behind.
The Hague Convention was created 50 years ago to stop fathers abducting their children, but now it can be used to return women and children fleeing abusive men. As a result, Petra had to live in limbo at a women's refuge in Brisbane while she fought for custody of her daughter.
Something needs to be changed in the Hague proceedings to put a clause in that women that suffer from domestic violence and all the evidence that I had on the table should have been looked at more properly.
Some lawyers told Petra her case was unwinnable. The father's criminal record was supplied as evidence against his case by the mother, as were witness statements from two of his previous partners. But despite that, in November 2017, she was ordered to return to Brisbane to face the family court. Petra says she felt hopeless and decided to look for a lawyer who specialises in domestic violence cases. She found Kathleen Simpson. Ms. Simpson says she doesn't understand why the courts trusted the father's assurances, so she decided to represent the mother pro bono.
Somebody needed to stand up and help. I understand that she was denied legal aid because due to merit. When I looked at the case, there was an overwhelming amount of merit.
Now Ms. Simpson, with many others working with victims of domestic violence, is calling for the Hague Convention to be modernised.
The current system is not child-focused. It does not necessarily achieve the best results for women and children, for example, escaping domestic violence. Child safety at all times should come first before a meaningful relationship.
Every year, more than 100 children are forcibly returned to Australia with their abused mothers. The Child Abduction Convention was reviewed last year to recognise domestic violence, but only as a guideline for judges. Former Chief Justice of the Family Court, Diana Bryant, oversaw that review.
If the outcome of the case is that the mother's able to return to the Netherlands, then I would say that's the Abduction Convention working properly.
Victory for Petra and safety for her child. Now she hopes others don't have to fight as hard as she did. Amelia Dunn, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.